quantum physics has shown that we're not separate from what we observe. And the huge implications of this discovery have not really sunk in. So Brian Cox is gazing into a universe which is alive and conscious and the ground of our own consciousness. And he is part of what he is observing. And just to strengthen that observation, here's a Paul Davis, a very distinguished physicist, who says, "The universe is not a collection of objects, but is an inseparable web of vibrating energy patterns in which no one component has reality independently from the entirety. And included in the entirety is the observer." So if you can grasp the huge depth of that observation and how it really changes all our perception of reality. Now, this is a beautiful image which I'm using, although it doesn't go exactly with what I'm talking about, because I want to talk about the net of Indra in Hindu and Buddhist cosmology, because it's such a wonderful image. The silken strands of Indra's net extend across space in every direction, and at every intersection of the net is a luminous pearl, and the surface of every pearl reflects every other, with the process continuing to infinity. The pearls themselves represent the souls of animate beings, our souls. And within each pearl, there is a boundless universe of images and experiences. All souls are connected to each other through the net, which is illumined and sustained by the light and love of the divine ground.